Episode 16. Teresa describes her way of prayer at this time and how she was encouraged by reading of St. Augustine's conversion, and she began to make progress.
This was the method of prayer I then used. Since I could not reflect discursively with the intellect, I strove to represent Christ within me, and it did me greater good, in my opinion, to represent him in those scenes where I saw him more alone. It seemed to me that being alone and afflicted, as a person in need, he had to accept me. I had many simple thoughts like these. The scene of his prayer in the garden especially was a comfort to me. I strove to be his companion there. If I could, I thought of the sweat and agony he had undergone in that place. I desired to wipe away the sweat he so painfully experienced, but I recalled that I never dared to actually do it, since my sins appeared to me so serious. I remained with him as long as my thoughts allowed me to, for there were many distractions that tormented me. Most nights, for many years, before going to bed, when I commended myself to God in preparation for sleep, I always pondered for a little while this episode of the prayer in the garden. At this time, they gave me the Confessions of St. Augustine. As I began to read the Confessions, it seemed to me I saw myself in them. I began to commend myself very much to this glorious saint. When I came to the passage where he speaks about his conversion and read how he heard that voice in the garden, it only seemed to me, according to what I felt in my heart, that it was I the Lord called. May God be praised who gave me strength to rise up from a death so deadly. It seemed to me my soul gained great strength from the divine majesty, and that he must have heard my cries and taken pity on so many tears. The inclination to spend more time with him began to grow.